Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This note in the news this morning, biographer of country music star Eddie Arnold says the singer has died in Tennessee at the age of 89. It's 50 degrees at 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Buying interest for hogs in the Midwest early today is seen strong enough to result in a firm to $1 per hundredweight higher cash hog market today. That's according to analysis and livestock dealers. Some plants are said to need additional loads for today and tomorrow, while others are nearly full for this week but are bidding for deliveries early next week. Peoria this morning is called $1 to $2 higher with a top price of $48.50. They say some plants are still buying for this week, and the western markets were higher again yesterday, so prices should be stronger here today. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, May 7th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,351. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $69.25 to $78.50. The weighted average was $73.90. That was up $1.34 from Tuesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $47.14 to $62.00 even. The weighted average was $58.49. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $23,745. The base price range was $70.00 even to $80.53. The weighted average was $77.87, up $1.70 from Tuesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $50.98 to $62.00 even. The weighted average was $58.76.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Beans were down, but the corn and wheat were up in overnight trading. We'll get those numbers. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Ellen Dearden in Morton. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here to do that, AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom, and obviously not good weather. We have some heavy rains. I was just looking at some of the rain totals from around the area, and while mainly areas to the south picked up the heavy rain, a couple locations in northwestern Indiana, Boswell, picked up almost 2 inches of rain, and they had heavy precipitation as well, again, to the south and southeastern Illinois. Calhoun, 1.86 inches of rain. Claremont, 2.9 inches of rain. Heaviest individual total was 4.17 inches at Flora. I don't think any field work will be going on down around the Flora area today or right in through the next week, as we have a couple more weather systems headed in our direction. A few changes have been made to the forecast. The high frequency of rain events during the next week, limiting field work for the majority of the Midwest. Rainfall during the second week of a two-week outlook period actually will trend a little bit lighter, but cooler temperatures are expected, and that will reduce the evaporation, slowing the drying rates and leaving some wetter areas with little opportunity for field work. Some planting may occur during the next 10 days, but again, the pace will be much slower than what occurred last week when we had the warm, windy conditions help dry things out before this latest onslaught of precipitation. Temperatures during the second week of the forecast period will be quite cool. No frosts or freezes are currently expected. However, the potential for such conditions would increase if a significant surface high pressure were to form or to move a little further south than anticipated by the current computer model runs. As far as the southeastern and the Delta states, frequent showers will bring rain from the northern Delta through Virginia today through the middle of next week. Areas to the south will see lighter and less frequent shower activity. Planting will continue in many locations with rainfall rates beginning to decline during the second week of that two-week forecast, and field work interrupted only briefly by rainfall there. In the western states, warm, sunny conditions will benefit the cotton and other emerging irrigated summer crops in California and Arizona, with light rain and scattered snow showers lingering across the Pacific Northwest. On the plains, the rainy weather bringing much-needed moisture to winter wheat and emerging spring wheat on the northern high plains. In the south, sunny conditions favor the vegetative and heading winter wheat and emerging summer crops following yesterday's much-needed rain there. The 6 to 10 day outlook from the National Weather Service covering the period of May 13th through the 17th is looking for below normal temperatures in most locations east of the Rockies, while warmer weather is expected in the west. Above normal precipitation expected from the Central Plains and the eastern third of the nation, while drier conditions will settle in to the southern plains and the western states. In South America, there is a little chance for more field work there, as the conditions will be not too bad. They did have some rainfall in Brazil, and it will be limited once again, with grain, oilseed, and cotton areas receiving little rainfall through May 15th. Any showers that do occur during the coming week will be too brief and too light to have much impact on the crop or field conditions, and late-season harvest progress will advance favorably across Brazil. In Argentina, no precipitation fell, and little is expected for the next 4 weeks, with fine working conditions prevailing across Argentina for the coming week. Rain next week will only temporarily set back the harvest progress there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to the overnight trades on the electronic markets overnight in Kansas City. The July wheat contract opened at 8.59 and a quarter, up a penny and a half, but last traded up 5 and a quarter cents. Minneapolis July spring wheat opened at 9.67 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarters, last traded down 3 and 3 quarters. On the Chicago Board of Trade, the nearby May wheat contract at 7.93 on the open, down 2, last traded down 2. July 8.10 and a quarter, up 2 and 3 quarters, last trade up 5 and 3 quarters. September 8.25 and a quarter, up 3 and a half, last trade up 7 and a quarter. December wheat 8.45, up 2 and a half, last trade up 6 and 3 quarters. March of next year 8.60 and a half, up 1 on the open and the last trade. May corn on the Board of Trade, 6.02 and a half on the open, up 1, last traded up 3 quarters of a cent. July 6.13 and a half, up a half, last trade up 2 and a quarter. September 6.23, up a quarter, last trade up 3. Dease corn 6.30 and a half, unchanged, up last trade up 2 and 3 quarters. March of next year 6.41, down a half, last traded up 5 and a quarter cents. The May corn for next year 6.49, down 1, last traded up 3 and a half cents. May soybeans opened overnight at 13.01 and a half, up 4 and a quarter, last traded though down 10 and 3 quarter cents. July 13.12, up 3, last trade down 1. August 13.07, up 5 and 3 quarters, last trade down 3 and a half. September beans 12.70, down 3 and a half on the open, last traded down 3 and 3 quarters. November 12.43, down 2 and a half, last trade down 2. January 12.55, down 4 and a quarter, last traded up 1 and a half. May soybean meal 328.90 on the open, up 40, last trade up 40. July 333.20, down 1, last trade down 20. May bean oil 58.98, up 24, last traded up 34. July 59.50, up 34, last trade down 21. Joining us now with a pre-open call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
We've got the USDA report coming out, and what are the what might the markets be doing in anticipation of that tomorrow?
Boy, I think the market's kind of set up for a bullish report. At least that's the mentality, that the numbers will be friendly. So I wouldn't be surprised to try recent resistance areas. 635 on December corn has been a lot of resistance. We'll probably be steady, maybe as much as 3 higher this morning in the corn. Export bookings came in on the light side of things. We are seeing a distribution-type top. So I think that the market's going to try to make a new high but may fail there. Carryouts expected to be 1.31 billion bushel on the old crop, 690 million on new.
So in the corn, we don't expect the planting to the concerns about planting to be too much of a push to the upside.
I think not today. Mm-hmm. Maybe as we go into tomorrow or long before the weekend.
How about the bean pit?
Bean market, I think, will be mixed today, maybe up 2 to down 2 type of thing. Export bookings came in, again, on kind of a low side of things. Yesterday, we got bulled up on news that the Argentine strike looked like it was back on. November beans has a gob of resistance around 1260. That's about 15 higher than yesterday's high. The spreads still look extremely negative. We are seeing some narrowing of old crop basis, not the new. We'll see a mixed day in the beans.
So let's recap the calls on the board trade.
Corn steady, maybe as much as 3 higher. Beans up 2 to down 2. Wheat probably steady, maybe as much as 4 higher in the back.
And any input this morning on the Merck?
Yeah, I think we're going to see kind of a mixed bag there. Cattle probably a hair lower. Hogs a little bit higher. We're still seeing packers bid higher on the hogs been a nice ride to the upside.
All right. Thanks, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. The Dow Industrial Average off the open is up 59, almost 60 points at 12,875. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The opening market report comes your way at 9:49. It's 9 o'clock Central Time.